This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 372 for Friday, April 28th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market was mostly lower on Friday, pressured by the loony and negative sentiment in vegetable oils. While Chicago soy was up, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil both sharply dropped. Crude oil, however, nearly gained $2 US per barrel despite being on track for a sixth straight monthly loss. The Canadian dollar was up one-third of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract was down $5.20 per ton at $703.40, while the November canola contract was down 80 cents per ton at $682.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all had upward corrections. All locks and dams above Lock 17 in Illinois on the Mississippi River will be closed for 3 weeks due to flooding, which will slow grain movement down the river, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Some areas of the U.S. Corn Belt will see limited planting progress, while others will see better conditions in the coming days. The Argentine corn crop has been rated 5% good to excellent and 52% poor to very poor, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The July corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. Meanwhile, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rated Argentina's soybean crop at 3% good to excellent and 65% poor to very poor. So far, 28% of the country's crop was harvested as of April 27th, and is expected to total 22.5 million tons this year, well below the 43.3 million produced last season. Grains trader Bunge Limited is in talks to acquire a stake in Brazilian soybean crusher CJ Selecta, according to Reuters. In 2022, Bunge tried to buy soy crusher Imcopa, but was unsuccessful due to legal challenges. The July soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.19. Rains fell onto parts of the U.S. Central and Southern Plains this week, which helped stabilize the hard red winter wheat crop. However, the rains were not expected to fully alleviate drought conditions. The European Union cut its old crop wheat exports forecast by 1 million tons to 31 million, presumably due to record shipments from Russia. The EU also cut its 2023-24 wheat production forecast by 700,000 tons to 130.2 million as drought conditions persist in Spain. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.34. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.76. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.01. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.